As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Infamous listeners, I've got another wild one here from Wondery. If you like true crime, and I know lots of you do, this is a unique one. I've never heard anything like this before. It's called Families Who Kill, The Donut Shop Murders. It's a story about the McCrary family who terrorized small-town America, committing murders, robberies, abductions, and general mayhem everywhere they went. It sounds like a story that's tailor-made for Infamous America, doesn't it? The family was led by Sherman and his son-in-law, Carl, and they targeted people who worked at donut shops. In the podcast, for the first time, you'll hear the details of the crime spree from one of the McCrarys and the detective who tracked them across the country. I'm about to play you a preview of the show, and while you're listening, make sure to follow Families Who Kill on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music. Or you can binge all 6 episodes with no commercials when you subscribe to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
I thought I've gotten Sherman off this kidnap kick, and, you know, I don't have to worry about that. So this particular night, I'm not even thinking. If I'd been thinking right, I think I might have hesitated, but I wasn't thinking like I should have been. And it's kind of raining. This, like I say, I created this situation unconsciously. The store itself sits kind of out of the way. Nothing around it is open. I stopped. I went in to get some cigarettes, and the thought struck me when I walked through the door, she was in there by herself. I looked around, and there comes Sherman through the door, and I just looked around, and I pulled out my gun. And she looked and started laughing. I told her, "This ain't no toy, girl." And she looked a hell of a lot younger than she was. I think she was about 25 years old. And at that time, there ain't no way she looked over 25. Well, she was a hippier than the day is long. And she's laughing like hell. Now I told her, "Now this ain't no toy." She said, "I know it's not a toy." She said, "You know," she said, "when you drove up," she said, "I thought in my mind you were gonna rob me." And I said, "Is that right?" And so I said, "Let's not sit around here all night talking about it then." So she put all the money in a sack, you know, and Sherman tells her, "Get your coat." She looked around at him and she said, "Okay." She walked out the door and the car we got. Well, I don't know what Sherman was thinking, but this is one of the few times I've ever seen him laugh. I've seen him laugh a few other times, but this ain't no time to be laughing. And it seems he was laughing at the wrong time, but he was laughing going to the car. He said, "I don't believe it. I just don't believe it." And she just opened the door and jumped in, you know, and we rattled off 90 miles an hour, you know. And she put her hand in her purse. She comes up with a couple of joints. I don't know, well, what I'll do. Well, she lit up a joint. She's driving along, and she's getting higher than a Georgia pine. Sherman's sitting there shaking his head, you know. This is the one time, I think, that it's getting to him, because she was so non-concerned about the whole damn thing. And she asked me, you know, she said, "You married?" I said, "No." She asked Sherman, "You married?" He said, "No." "No," he said. So we're driving along and talking, you know, and we're getting near Washington. So we went on across into Washington, back up to the other side of Woodland, back up in the mountains. I don't know. I fully believe I didn't know whether Sherman was thinking about shooting her or not. She was sitting in the car, and me and Sherman was out standing out there talking, and he said, "What do you think?" And I told him, "We got to cool it. I think she's cool." I said, "She'll go walking off this mountain, and ain't nobody going to pay any attention to her." He says, "That's what I was thinking, too." So we sit around there for a few minutes talking, and I went to the back seat. I opened the back door, and I had my gun. Sherman's standing in front of the car, and I didn't know he had his gun under his arm, and he was just standing there like that. And she's standing between us. Sherman looked at me and said, "Nope, just can't do it." After we killed the girls, we never talked about it. He said nothing and rode along in the car and just tried to ignore it and head back into town.
You just heard a preview of Families Who Kill, The Donut Shop Murders. New episodes are available wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can binge the entire series early and ad-free when you subscribe to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.